Blog Talk Radio. To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, August 15th, 2015, and we're coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. Tell the people hello, Alfred.
Happy self-love Saturday, everybody. It's good to be here. It's good to be me. Those of you who know me know it's good to be me. And we're so happy to have you in the Grown Zone for this edition of Grown Zone Radio. And I have a lot of joy for many of the reasons we're going to cover in this show. So we're glad you're here.
Yeah, this is good. Glad you are here. So let me set up the show. And then we will come back in. And, you know, it's almost so much, it's always so much fun to do these now. I don't know if you guys are on Periscope, but if you are, and I know many of you listening right now are coming over because of our scope that we just did. We've been doing these for probably about a month now before each show. But we do a Periscope in order to let people know what's coming. And it was good to see the energy already that people are ready for this. So get comfy. Because this show is on peace, safety, and joy, what it means to be grown at home. This edition of Grown Zone Radio boils down to a simple question. How are you living? Is your home a safe haven or a house of horrors? To live in the Grown Zone is to accept nothing less than a home of peace, safety, and joy, not drama, fear, and anxiety. To truly live in the Grown Zone requires you to make your home a self-loving sanctuary of personal growth. We'll explain why to be grown is to protect the sanctity of your own home and to guard access to it as if your life depended on it, because it does. Okay? So that's the setup. Just to do a little bit of housekeeping for those of you in the Grown Zone and have really been paying attention, you know that along with our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, we just offered a course to accompany that and help you on your way to personal growth to get you on the path to happy, healthy relationships. So if you're in, you already know, many of you have already signed up. Class starts September 1st. It's a four-month program. Your life will change. By 2016, you'll be a different person. You'll have different standards. You'll know exactly what it means to establish some qualifiers who have the right to be in your life. So get in that if you haven't already. Get in the Grown Zone. Go to grownadvice.com. Get in And now we're going to get on with this peace, safety, and joy, because the reality is many of you don't have it, or if you don't have it, the reality is you don't have the personal growth tools in order to make it a non-negotiable in your life. Okay, now, sweetheart, I want to just hit this issue of peace, safety, and joy. Can we talk about that and how or what it looks like to have that as a standard of grown living?
Well, let me hit it two ways, and I may get a little personal and transparent here.
Well, we love it when you get personal and transparent.
Because let me tell you what it doesn't look like. What it doesn't look like is when you don't want to go home at the end of the day at work.
Hmm.
When people think you're a workaholic, but really you're allergic to going home.
Uh-huh.
It's when you get there and you know there's going to be stress, and you know there's going to be drama, and you know there's going to be fear, and you know you're not safe, either physically, mentally, or emotionally. I know what that looks like because
I do too.
I committed to a relationship too quickly, and I'm talking about my last marriage. I moved the person into my home too quickly, and only after getting married realized that I did not have a safe home. And it had devastating consequences only for myself as a human being, but for my children.
And listen, this isn't in the grown zone. We're never ever bashing people because people are who they are. People can only do what they know to do. People can only do according to their own personal growth levels. So the reality is, Alfred's personal growth level wasn't where it needed to be in order to effectively sift and sort, to effectively have somebody who was going to appreciate everything that he brought to the table. So it wasn't just the other person's lack of personal growth. It was also his lack of personal growth. So
I'm emphasizing that it was the other person is notwithstanding. It was my lack of personal growth because I broke what now we know is a cardinal rule of the grown zone. Just because you're attracted to a person doesn't mean you know them.
That's right.
And you don't allow access to your body, your money, your home, or your heart, and we're focusing on home for this show, until you truly know a person. Love at first sight is crap.
Look, he's so nice. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. So again, when we're talking about what it means to have peace, safety, and joy in your home, you have to establish that standard on your own as a grown person so that you understand. And then that means it's a place of healing. It's a safe haven. If you're not laughing every day at your house, we're not saying you got to be laughing with anybody else. If you live by yourself and you're single and you don't smile every day and you're not laughing every day and you're not
just
happy.
Joyful.
And
you're just living a joyful life.
And you're not happy to get home at the end of the day and you're not happy, you feel like you got to get out because you're bored and you're sad, then you have not established peace, safety, and joy as a standard of your life.
That's right.
And that's about self-love. That's not about who you bring into your life. It's not about who you marry and who you date. It's about the standard you've established in terms of the environment for yourself that's nurturing and self-loving. And you can't get there without personal growth.
And here it is. You are in a very vulnerable space when you are not happy in your own home.
Absolutely.
When you can't be in those four walls and be at complete peace, then you are in a vulnerable space if you open up your doors and let somebody else in there.
Absolutely.
Because you have not yet established a standard for your own living. And that is your responsibility, and that's part of the responsibility in single life. That's part of what your single life is about, single living is about. So we're not just talking about people in relationships having peace and safety and joy in their own home, because when you open your doors and you have not established that as a non-negotiable, then you are already vulnerable and a magnet, actually. You're a magnet for drama. You're a magnet for fear. You're a magnet for stress. Because you attract what you are. We keep telling you that.
Absolutely.
Okay?
You're a danger to yourself and others if you don't establish peace, safety, and joy as non-negotiable standards in your own life. So if you're unhappy but you attract a happy person, they're not going to make you happy. You're going to make them unhappy. Unhappy plus happy equals unhappy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just not going to work all around. Something in that thing is just not going to work, okay? All right, baby, you're pointing. Where are you pointing?
I'm sorry, peace is an inside job.
Yeah, say it.
Peace, well, I love it when my baby says. She says it all the time. Peace is an inside job. It's not out there. It's not somebody or something out there. And you can't get more inside than the home that you live in.
Well, aside from it, you know, the square footage between your ears, which is your entire world.
Well, that's your real world.
That is your entire world,
so
right there.
So it starts internally. That's a great point, baby. So when we say peace is an inside job, it starts in your head and in your spirit.
Yeah.
That's as home as it gets.
Yeah.
But then if your spirit and your mind is at peace, then you emanate that to establish peace and safety and joy in your within the four walls of your home.
Now, baby, you know I and y'all know that Alfred and I, we don't always use this exact same kind of language. But I get nervous when folks start talking about spirit. When folks start talking, you know, aligning your mind and your spirit, then that's permission to me for folk who are off on a real religious trip, or folk who, you know, are real on the real earthy, crunchy, tree loving, you know. Yeah, you just kind of run in different directions. And I really want to be clear that this is not about religion. This is about you and personal growth, and the stuff between your ears being responsible for it, because the stuff between your ears is really what governs your emotions, and your emotions is really where your spirit lives, not between your ears. Your spirit lives within that which you follow because of what you believe, your belief system.
So when I speak of spirit, I'm speaking of the real you. Not your body. It's the you that's
okay.
Eternal.
Okay.
It's the real you.
Yes.
It's not your body and your face and your clothes and your hair. It's the you, the energy that is really you.
I love that.
And what I'm saying is that peace starts with that energy. If that energy is not at peace, if that energy is not joyful, if that energy is not safe, if your spirit is not in a safe place within you, then you will not create an environment that's safe for it.
That's
so
right.
It starts there, and you can't wait. Stop waiting for someone or something to bring that to you. That is your responsibility as a grown person to establish, and the way you establish it is you do personal growth work, personal growth investing, personal growth training, intentional, and you have to be unconditionally committed to self-love, self-acceptance, and self-forgiveness so that you can establish that foundation of peace, safety, and joy.
Absolutely. So when we ask the question, is your house a house of horror or a safe haven? Your response might be that it's somewhere in the middle. And that's the reality for most people, is that it's somewhere in the middle. You may live alone, so it may not be a house of horror, but you haven't exactly made it a safe haven so that you are perfectly at peace at your in your home. Well, that's just an indicator that you need more tools. That's an indicator that that getting on a personal growth path intentionally so that you can establish some philosophies for your living is gonna take you to a better place, so that you're closer to that space of a safe haven. Sweetheart, I like the way you do this. Can we move on to the thermostat? Because my baby says this, and I just love it. He says, be the thermostat in your home, not the thermometer. Explain that.
The thermostat sets the environment. It sets the temperature. It determines how everybody and everything in that house is going to operate.
Mm-hmm.
But too many of us are the thermostat. I mean, excuse me, the thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can come in and change the environment.
Hmm.
Anybody can come in, and I'm not just talking about love interests or dating. I'm talking about family, children, friends,
coworkers. You let your mom and them come over there and change what's going on in your house.
You are perfectly at peace, and then they call into the house. They don't have to come over.
Are you and your husband?
They're on the phone
with you. You and your mate.
And you hang up from the phone, and now your house is now filled with stress and pain and fear and anxiety. So to be grown is to say, no, my home is a home of peace, safety, and joy, and no one has the right to change that environment. And if that means there are certain phone calls you don't take, you don't take them. If that means there are certain family members, there are certain members of my family that have no idea where I live. If I want to see them, and
it's
I love
true.
Them, if I want to see them, I go to their house, or we go meet someplace, but Zara and I are both very, very particular about who crosses the threshold of our home because we don't want anyone to change the environment from where we've set it as the thermostat for
Absolutely.
This space. That's what it means to be grown. So that means some of your friends can't come to your house.
That's right.
That means sometimes you got to use that caller ID and say, you know what? I'm at peace right now. They can go to voicemail. I can check it later because I am maintaining this environment. And when you surrender responsibility for that, you're not being grown.
That's right.
You're not being grown.
And to be grown is also not just that you set the environment, but you are absolutely responsible for governing that environment once you set it. Not just for you, but for everybody who lives in your house. So particularly for single women who have children, you have a responsibility to protect that space for them. That's your responsibility. So that your child's home environment never becomes a house of horror. Too often we hear about children who were in the care of a guardian who allowed somebody to come in, and what was a safe haven for them quickly turned to a house of horror. And that is your responsibility. But you can't do that if you're operating from a space of self-love deficits or operating from a space of a personal growth gap.
And again, in the interest of being honest and transparent, I had my children in a fairly toxic environment for a number of years because of the relationship, the premature relationship choices and the lack of personal growth work I had done that led to those choices. So again, when you're talking about creating an environment of peace, safety, and joy, as Zara said, that's for you and anyone who falls under your responsibility for
absolutely,
protection.
Absolutely, absolutely. And y'all, I'm so proud of this man. I don't know what to do with myself. There are he doesn't walk around with the pride that says, you know, point fingers at everybody else. And it's why so many men are able to really heal in the grown zone, because
yes,
all of us have had some missteps along the way. And we don't even like to call them missteps. It was just your path. And the reason we're here is to learn and to grow. Learn and grow. Those are the reasons we're here. The more you learn, the more you grow, and learning and growing, and in that cycle, increases your capacity to love. So you get better at loving the better you get at learning personal growth and really feeling that self love bank so that you don't have any deficits and you're closing the gaps, okay? All right, on that note, guess what we're about to do? We're about to go to a really cool song. It's some real easy listening, too. And it's one of those that really kind of help to reinforce where you are and how important it is to maintain your home and how that is far more important than the facade of how nice a house you have. Okay? All right. With that, we'll be right back. This is Miss Diana Ross, the boss, with It's My House.
It's my house and I live here.
It's my house and I live here. I set the thermostat for how I am going to live. When you do that and you don't flinch on those standards, then you are prepared to attract somebody who is going to respect the foundation you've laid and who feels as you feel, who share in your value systems and all of that. But if you don't have those things set, then you will let some fool come in and mess up what you've established. Some of you will have that as a standard, but still have a personal growth gap that prevents you from maintaining that. You could have a belief, and this is why I say challenge your belief all the time. Women, once you set that, if some fool rolls up and you believe that you have to surrender everything
yes.
you've established because you have to let some man be the lead or the king of his castle, but is your castle? And even if, I mean, come on, challenge your beliefs. You get what you are. Let me give you an example of my having experienced this myself. I dated this fool who decided, and standing in my place, he knew my value system, how I rolled, and the things that I believed before he even came in my space. Now, y'all have heard me say this, and some of you may not listen to the show no more. I have nothing to do with me because of this, and I say that's your personal gap issue. That ain't mine. I do not profess Christianity. Alfred does. Oh, that's a whole other thing that's blowing your minds, I know. But that's been the case for me for a long time. There's a lot of my life that is Christ-like because I grew up in it, and I'm a certified minister. But I do not profess Christianity today. Well, there was the man I dated before Alfred knew that about me, knew that I was very clear from the get about this is how I roll. So if you need me sitting in church with you every Sunday, that's not going to happen. Well, he decided after after dating for a while that was what he needed in his life. So standing in my living room, he declared these words to me, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord," and that means that we shall congregate. Well, I looked at that fool and said, well, since you're standing in my house and I set the rules and the thermostat for this baby, then there's the door. Put him out and have never responded to a call, a text, or nothing else after that because I have set this thermostat and nobody is worth my peace. My giving up my peace. That meant he was going to come in and mess up even the safety of my mind in there and totally destroy my joy, and ain't nobody worth that. Okay, baby.
Let me flip it to the other side. So to make sure you understand this is not gender specific. The biggest sign that I had surrendered everything that was important to me in my last marriage was that everything I cared about when I discovered it when we were divorcing, was in the basement of my house.
Yes, indeed.
Everything
didn't even
I
see
loved.
It. He didn't talk
it
about
was,
a personal growth
it
gap.
It was in the basement.
He didn't even
of
notice
my house.
It.
My books. I'm into comic books. My comic books. I'm an art major. I have an art degree from Rutgers, and is very much into art.
And he's an amazing drawer. Oh my God!
My art was
painting.
In the basement. Everything that I loved and cared about was in the basement. And that was a physical representation that is not enough just to establish what brings you peace, safety, and joy in your home. It's your job to defend it. And defending it doesn't mean treating other people mean. It just means some people belong in your space and some people don't.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're attracted to them is not an automatic qualifier to bring them into your space.
That's right.
So again, you have to not only be committed to what brings peace, safety, and joy to you, which means you got to know and love yourself. Because some of us don't establish those boundaries because we don't know and love ourselves enough to even know what they are.
That's exactly right.
So the first step is you got to love and know yourself. It goes back to personal growth.
Yes.
With the things that we teach in our trainings, what Zara mentioned earlier, the things that we teach on this show, the things we talk about in the Loving in the Grown Zone book, You got to love and know yourself. And that doesn't happen by accident. That has to be intentional. You have to spend time, money, and energy to invest in that knowledge so you understand what is healthy for you.
Yes.
And what you need to have in your environment for peace, safety, and joy. Then you got to be strong enough in yourself. Once you know you've established that environment, the only people allowed in that environment are people who can enhance that environment.
Absolutely.
And if they can't enhance it, then they don't belong with you. That doesn't mean they're bad people.
That's right.
This is not an aspersion against exes and ex-wives and ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends. This just says that person does not belong in my house, in my home, in my space.
And the only way you're going to get there is if you start to raise your own consciousness.
Exactly.
And consciousness is only raised through personal growth, okay? Period.
But here's the thing we want to really close out with. What happens when you don't do this? And we say all the time, we didn't write loving in the grown zone to shield you from heartbreak. We wrote it to help you protect your own life. When you surrender access to your home prematurely, particularly for love, you are, in effect, inviting evil into your home.
Indeed you are.
When domestic violence happens, it's always at the hands of somebody you
Absolutely.
Invited in.
Absolutely.
When molestation of your children happens, it is always at the hands of someone you invited in and allowed access. When murder happens.
Yes.
And look at most of the crimes that you read on again, we
and
talk about reality TV, crime, real
why.
Crime TV. And the common thread is that the murder victim or the murder perpetrator was invited
Absolutely.
Into the house.
And
because
too soon.
The standard for letting people into your home was low. It was, she's cute. He's fine. He has money.
Yes.
My parents like him. My church pastor likes him.
He's born again.
Whether they're qualified to care for you and are safe for you.
Yes.
So that is the standard. That's the only standard, that they are safe for you. And that takes time and observation and investigation. You can't just let anybody up into your home.
Because if it is a house of horror, then you have to take some responsibility for that and take.
That's
okay?
What eviction is for.
Take your power back. Where you live needs to be a safe haven. And I say this all the time. I have two people living in me. There's Holly and Molly. Holly, the housekeeper, ain't shit. But Molly, the homemaker, is a bad mama jamma. I hate domestic work. My house ain't always clean. I pay people to come and help me because I don't know how to do this stuff and I don't like
doing
it.
But I will be the first to say, and I say a lot of time, I live in a home of peace, safety, and men, you need safety just as much as women
yes.
do.
Yes.
And joy.
Absolutely.
I love coming home at the end of the day, and everybody knows, if you follow me on social media, when I leave Zara, because
That's
she
right.
makes a home for me, not just a house.
Oh, I'm a badass when it comes to being a homemaker. Oh, honey, I can teach you some things. Don't ask me to clean, though. All right. And fortunately, my man doesn't judge my value based on that. You got somebody all on your ass about making sure the house is clean. His priorities are out of place, or her priorities are out of place, and it's time for you to take your power back. On that note, baby, unless you got something else to say, we end this like we always do.
Live
and
love.
In the
grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. Of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my joy. To be the best that I can be.
I do.
To be authentic in everything.
I every day.